Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team. Never, it's him, it is him, it doth be DPP.
Ready for some SummerSlam weekend, brothers?
Brother. And joining us, as always, he's funky and phenomenal and fresh in oh so many ways. He is the trivia trickster himself, rocking a sweet Megadeth shirt this week. It's AJ Velez.
Rocking the Megadeth, ready for some summer beats with SummerSlam. Let's do this. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Speaking of we'll get to that. Is it just me?
Yeah.
Or I don't like SummerSlam. To me, doesn't feel like the second biggest pay per view of the year.
I think Money in the Bank is kind of Money in the Bank or Royal Rumble is eclipsing that.
I don't know if it's eclipsed it. I would say Royal Rumble is bigger.
Yeah.
What happens when you add someone in the middle of the call now? They make you call them. So that's why that's happening right now. So for the two of you, don't be expecting this person to answer or show up. We might have a run-in later. We might not. I don't know. A lot of you probably think it's...
Or we're having a run-in right now.
Oh, wow.
We call this a drive-by.
I forgot to add you to the call, and we started, and I'm like, I'll add him, but when you add someone in the middle of a call, now they call them. So Ray Cash picked up his phone. Look at this. He's in the whip, driving home. He's not happy with us. He's not happy. He's like, what you bugging me for?
Sounded profiling in my Kia Sorento? Really?
I'll just check it. If he's going to Burger King, you can pick me up a Whopper.
No, sir. Jack in the Box today.
Hey! All right, well, I will let you get back on the road here. If you want to jump
on
later...
Give me 10 minutes, I'll be home.
Oh, he's going to jump on later, folks. Look at him go. All right, bye, Ray Cash. Ray Cash making the Jack in the Box run. DP doesn't even drive home from work anymore because he lives at where he works, and that's at home.
I walk up from work.
When you used to drive home from work, DP and AJ, what would be your go-to fast food hit on the way home? And you guys think about it right now. For me, I got a couple different options. There's a Wendy's right out the get-go. Otherwise, I can hit the Taco Bell or the Burger King, and there's plenty of McDonald's. But I got to tell you, lately, Fridays have been my day. on the way home from work to pick up something fast food wise, and I try not to do it any other day. Burger King's Big Fish Sandwich is fucking good, you guys. And a DP doesn't like fish, and I don't know how AJ feels about Fifth Sandwich. Yeah, I'll have a Fifth Sandwich. But it's really good for a fast food. It's like way better than the Filet-O-Fish. It's actually like a good piece of fish in there with some crisp breading and some nice cod. So that's mine currently. AJ, what about you? What's your prime go-to? I don't want to fucking cook. I got nothing I can make real quick when I get home. I got done with work. I'm going here. I'm picking this up.
So anymore, whenever I'm just like, I don't want to cook, let's go do DoorDash or something. Usually Chantel and I always go, Wendy's? Wendy's. Go. Okay. And nod. But when we were doing the recordings on Fridays and I was getting home from work, there was a Burger King right down the street from the warehouse I used to work at. Always getting the original like long boy chicken sandwich. And I swear there's only like a select few Burger Kings that actually have surge. I know you two know what surge
gross.
Is.
Gross. Yeah.
But they give me actually
I'll have
it
a surge and a
King.
Jolt.
Yeah.
And yeah. And a defibrillator.
Hey, I mean, it's classic from the 90s. So I order it. I ask Andrew, what does he want? And he always said, I'll just take a original chicken sandwich as well. So two original chicken sandwiches, two surges, medium fries. Perfect.
There you go. DP?
Never picked up anything on the way home. I can tell you that. Never. Didn't. But I always go out for lunch because I would never want to bring my own lunch. And working out in that area. So I, why do you shake your head? I never picked up anything on the way home.
Okay, Brian. Okay, Brian, you curmudgeon. Why don't you yell at the guys for talking during Who's the Stiff?
But up there was a Popeyes.
Oh, okay.
And that would be my go-to to get some really good chicken.
Did you love that chicken at Popeyes? Love that chicken at
oh,
Popeyes.
Oh, that Louisiana. Oh.
It's so good.
Was fantastic.
Granted, if you eat that biscuit dry, you're gonna choke on like sawdust or something.
That brisket. Not just, as bad as KFC's.
Doesn't it seem like though you're more inclined to do that in the summer because it's hot and you're like, I don't want to cook. I just want to have something and I want to eat it. You know, in the winter you don't mind kind of warming up and you know doing that. So yeah, I mean, go to fast food. It's an interesting thing for everybody. Honestly, the funny thing is back in the day when I was in the truck all the time and I wanted to have like just a light lunch, a dollar McChicken, and a side salad at McDonald's was fucking perfect. Their side salads are pretty underrated.
Love the McChicken.
Yeah, the McChicken's good too. There's a little spice in there, but
very basic, but with a little spice, but nothing much to it.
Yeah,
that's usually my add-on if I get something at McDonald's. Well, I usually add on the chicken sandwich.
I think McDonald's has the best barbecue sauce. How about you guys?
I might say Wendy's.
Well, you
Wendy's
like their barbecue,
barbecue sauce?
I like really?
Their,
you like their?
I
butter?
Do.
I was about to say, I like the Wendy's. I already said, like, usually my go-to now is Wendy's. But
Burger King buffalo sauce, though.
That's pretty good.
Well, the Chick-fil-A sauce has got to be up there. The Chick-fil-A sauce is really good, too, though.
There are containers in the refrigerator as we speak for me.
Here's the thing, though. I think the top of the mountain of the sauces, though, is Taco Bell's. Because even if I'm at home or I'm somewhere else or even at a different restaurant and I'm having a taco, I would like to put Taco Bell's fire sauce over it, no matter whose taco it is. So I would have to say for me, considering right now in my fridge, one of the trays on the door, it's filled with Taco Bell fire sauce.
I think that's the title of this podcast. I put fire sauce no matter whose taco it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Although, shout out to Taco Bell for bringing back the volcano tacos, though.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
Volcano tacos, yeah. All right. Well, that's enough food talk for today. Hopefully, you guys' mouths are watering. Continue to listen to this show as you take a trip to your local drive-thru. Until then,
remember, this is still a cooking show.
Yeah, stay tuned. DWI 387, DP, AJ, PC Tunney, and Ray Cash coming in hot with Jack in the Box very shortly. We're going to get to your SummerSlam preview, but until then, stay tuned right here at ChairShot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ The Chair Shot.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
We don't need to tell everybody what's happening this week because when there's a pay-per-view, it's usually the pay-per-view preview and trivia. So, AJ, why don't you tell DP to get us started?
Since we're not doing a summer sheet, how about DPP? Ring the bell.
Here we go.
Sheet.
Fuck you guys.
Doing it anyway.
I'm going to... Let's start with the Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal, guys. Snap into it.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Try
No. This is stupid.
I'm mashing that up. That's going to be my new
song. Dumb. This is stupid and dumb, and I don't care. But it comes on the heels of, I think, Slim Jim being the biggest sponsor to WWE PLEs in WWE history. I think they've just signed the biggest deal, if I read correctly.
You got Snickers, huh? Seems like Snickers was around forever.
Not going anywhere.
Not an Applebee's.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
They are now.
You're not you when you're hungry, snap into a Slim Jim.
I mean,
yeah.
Couldn't we have like a Slim Jim on a pole match and the first one to snap into it wins?
No, yeah. Russo's not booking. Stop it.
There's got to be a trophy, right? Is there going to be a Slim Jim trophy? Just a giant...
You get a year's supply of Slim Jims? Like you have to show up with a Slim Jim? I mean, I don't know. What's going
on? You get a cardboard container cut out of Macho Man?
Sure. Do you care
who
wins this?
Because I sponsored after Macho Man, like the Andre the Memorial Giant Battle Rumble.
That's usually now on SmackDown.
We have six of the 20 participants confirmed. Chad, Gable,
six.
Otis, Shinsuke, Ciampa, Sheamus, and LA Knight. That's
unfortunate.
Okay, almost famous boy. Right, DP? Those are the almost famous sunglasses.
Those are.
Yeah. This is a great movie.
I don't know. I just had a couple
of my favorite movies ever.
Circle sunglasses around, so.
I'm on drugs! You might want to think of better last words just in case this doesn't go well. I dig music. I'm on drugs! Great movie. DP and I, remember seeing that in the theater? What a fucking great movie.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, if you've never seen Almost Famous, you got to go check it out. It's really, really fucking good. did you know Mark Moran? Mark Moran? Podcast comedian? Moran? Mark Moran?
Mark Maron?
Mark Maron, there you go. He was the he was the guy who chased him out and, like, don't open the gate and everything.
Yeah. He was the promoter or booker or whatever for that venue and was all pissed off because they didn't finish their set.
And you know why I know that is because Talk is Jericho just did their 1,000 week, which I believe was last week, and he was a guest on there, and it was an excellent, excellent episode to listen to. So go back and check that one out if you want to. Talk is Jericho did a great job with what's it, how do you say his last name?
Maron.
Maron.
Mark Moron.
You can tell that we don't care about this battle royal, and we know LA Knight's winning due to the fact that we just
don't care,
are talking
even if he doesn't
over
win.
Anything else.
Don't care. Talk about all the people that are upset with the way he's being booked. We all have the same opinion. You're fucking idiots.
Fine.
Shut the fuck up and let them tell a story. Let's move on. Been waiting, saving that one for all week. Ronda, okay, really? I mean, here's the one I have a problem with. Rousey and Baszler in an MMA rules match. What does that mean?
Put them in a cage?
Are they actually going to have a knockout only? Are they actually going to have an MMA match?
I think it's probably just going to be submission or knockout. Right? That's the way, the only way it can end.
Okay, so that's going to be... Okay, so there's no pinfalls. No pinfalls, then. No pinfalls.
No pinfalls.
Why isn't DC here to referee this one, Daniel Cormier?
I would think he should be there, right? He's still under a contract.
Somebody's got to have somebody's got to ref this match.
Like I said,
we'll find out tomorrow.
Little Nate in a black polo shirt with gloves on, and he's going to officiate.
Matt Riddle?
Riddle could do it.
Never going to happen.
Bro. Shayna wins here. Ronda disappears for a while.
Bro.
What do you guys think?
I think Shayna gets this. There's no way that they're going to make this entire thing just be like, and Ronda wins, lol. Or they might. Shit.
Unless they want to stretch it out, I don't see Baszler losing this. I mean, if they try and stretch it out to like some kind of more matches and go to Survivor Series or something, they might do that. Maybe it ends in a... There's going to be another Fight Pit match here, maybe?
Please no.
But why would you want to stretch this out if you already have like a cute little stipulation match for it? Usually a stipulation match is like the ending.
If I wanted to watch an MMA match, I'd watch ESPN Plus or I'd order a UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's not like we haven't done this before, though.
All right.
See, if they just called it a Lions Den match, maybe I might be a little more invested. Not an MMA rules match.
Why not bring Ken Shamrock back? He's not doing anything, is he?
It was like an Impact 2 years ago. That's about it.
Okay. You need Ken Shamrock to save this one, huh?
I need a lot to save this one.
Ah, there you go.
But there's a start. We got to start somewhere.
All right, let's keep moving up the card, if you will. All right, how about Gunther taking on Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental Championship? I mean, it would really just be stupid for them to take the belt off of him before he takes over the Tonkster. I feel like they're trying to, you know, set some new records here, and why come all this way?
Yeah, I would highly doubt that. You're going to do that at this point. You know, if the person that's going to take the title off Gunther, I would think, would have some kind of big following, you know, like almost like to an LA Knight level.
Well, like, what does Drew McIntyre get out of this? How does he get raised up a level for winning this? He doesn't, right? Like, if it's Sheamus, it's different. It completes a Grand Slam. It tells a different story. But, like, for McIntyre, well, what does that really do? It doesn't do anything. It really doesn't raise him up at all, and Gunther falls short. Because of that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Why don't we ask the man himself? I mean, Drew, what do you think this does for you, Drew? I mean, do you think... What does the Intercontinental title mean to you?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dan, because here's the thing. I started my WWE career.
Drew McIntyre knows your name, DP.
Intercontinental Championship.
Drew McIntyre knows your name, DP.
Of course, huge fan. Not so much of you. L.A. Bundy, I don't know. McIntyre gets nothing out of this. He gets nothing out of this. If Gunther doesn't have it up until breaking Honky's record and then losing to like LA Knight or something after he breaks it, that would work. That works so much. But no, Gunther should win this. If he doesn't, I have qualms and problems and more problems on top of the qualms.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a phenomenal match, though, I'll tell you what. I mean,
It should. Hey. I mean, I just feel like we've seen this match a lot lately. I would have picked someone else, to be honest with you. I don't know where they're going to go with this, but that's fine.
Who would have you picked?
Someone that is not... I would have put him in a different kind of match. He's already had this match with another person that has imposing stature with him. I would have put in him... with somebody, I don't know, I just, somebody else, somebody of a different stature, but that's just me. I just don't see where, this is just a match to have an IC title match at SummerSlam, to me, and you're leaving off a whole lot of other things. Like, there's a lot of people not wrestling on this card, title holders included, unless they announce a Raquel Rhea match on SmackDown tonight, but we'll see what happens. What do you guys think about Kaiser getting the win over Riddle this past week? I mean, I think that's kind of showing you where they think of Riddle, and maybe they're trying to move Kaiser into some kind of position to get a big push once they turn maybe separate Gunther, make him face, and keep those two guys as a heel kind of duo. Although, to be honest with you, I don't think there's much there for Giovanni Vinci.
I mean, you could probably turn Kaiser and Vinci face. Because Gunther, whenever he's disappointed.
Gunther would be easier to turn face.
Well, he would, but anytime that he's, like, disappointed in either one of them, he gives him a giant chop. So I would probably say that would
flip-flop. People like
that. I know people like that, but then they'll just be like, he's abusing him.
No, oh, he's abusing the Germans. Oh, no, the Germans, DP.
The Germans are coming to get me. Oh, no, the Germans.
Oh, not the Germans.
They have that soundbite.
I don't know if we should be pissing off the Austrian. I'm just saying that.
Listen, I'm German. I'm not worried about...
Thank you,
man. I'm German, and I'm not worried about pissing off anybody, so don't worry about it. He's looking for something.
I'm trying to see if I had that soundbite quick. But
this is one hell of a SummerSlam preview. Well, we haven't gotten to any of the good stuff yet. You know, what are you going to do? You got to trudge through some of the garbaggio. Although, not that it's all garbage. And I've been watching way too much AEW lately, by the way. Collision was really good on Saturday. There's some interesting stuff that's going on Dynamite. Looks like Billy Gunn had his last match in the ring. Or at least retired and took his boots off. I don't know. Nobody else watched? It's okay. That's cool.
I mean, I saw that clip, but as soon as you said AEW, my brain turned off.
Well, I mean, what else is there to watch? Do you want to watch Impact? MLW?
I mean, I would.
Oh, okay. I'd rather. I mean. All right. While DP searches, we're going to move on to a match that really, I have a question just on one side. Ricochet and Logan Paul. How much can Ricochet get out of this? Greg DeMarco put out a tweet that he thinks that he could easily get a low-level PLE match with Seth Rollins for the title out of this. Not that he's going to win, but you have these two coming up after this. Does this propel Ricochet anywhere? Because I asked that question right away of both of you guys when this match got announced. How over can Ricochet get off of Logan Paul? Logan Paul forever will be the guy you can plug into anything, i.e. see the title match versus Roman Reigns, all the high spots, and now a feud with Ricochet on top of everything else he's done, including Seth Rollins. So it's like, where does Ricochet get off here, AJ?
I mean... I think he gets a decent enough push with Logan Paul. I wouldn't say he's going to go for the world championship, though. I think he would get, like, maybe a United States match or an Intercontinental Championship opportunity. But, I mean, like you said, Logan Paul is basically the new... Well, not the new, but he's, like, this era of Shawn Michaels where he doesn't really have a bad match against anybody. That's what I meant by that, not anything else. I saw the eyes, like, bulging out of the skull.
You just compared Logan Paul to Shawn Michaels in-ring. What's that? What'd you say? No, I thought you said something. Go ahead. Sorry.
He knows better.
I've been doing this for how long?
Play the quiet game. You win.
You're right. He has not had a bad match with anyone yet. I completely agree with you.
That's the only time that he's compared to Shawn Michaels.
No, never. DP talk.
Ricochet, I think I kind of agree that... I could see Ricochet and Rollins having a match. I don't know if they'd put it on a PLE. I could see him getting, well, because, I mean, he's damn good in the ring and could put on a great match against Rollins. I don't know if I'd give him a title match. I don't know. I could see I like the idea of the U.S. title. You know, him in theory could have a really good feud, but Ricochet's on Raw, right?
Yes.
Ricochet on Raw. Yes. Theory's so on SmackDown.
Like it'd be a Gunther thing.
So, I don't know. They've already done that, Ricochet and Gunther, so
right.
I don't see him doing that. I could maybe see him getting a match with Rollins on a important Raw or something like that. But it wouldn't be the worst thing. But I think Ricochet is, I think we know his ceiling. I think we've talked about it where he doesn't have that big skill on the mic to get himself over. He's great in the ring. He's just awesome stuff in there. But to carry something like that, a bigger match, I don't know. I give him an opportunity, right? They're trying to give him an opportunity here. So I'm all for trying the opportunity, but I don't see it in him.
Fair enough.
That's my thought. I like him. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
like the guy. Love his in-ring talent.
I was about to say, 34 and he can still flip around like that without any problems?
Yeah. I couldn't do that at 34. Couldn't do that at 24.
Well.
I was about to say, I can't even do it when I'm 27.
Asuka, Charlotte, Bianca, triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship. I think I'm looking forward to this match more than any other, especially if they're going to give it more than, I mean, give it 15 minutes, right? Like, this is three of your top talent in the entire company, regardless of sex. I just want them to set this up because there's so much there they can do, especially with these three. I got Charlotte winning here.
Woo, Charlotte wins. How about that?
What do you guys think?
I think I was, before you mentioned, I was like, this could be the show stealer. This could be match of the night possibility. Like you said, this is three of your top talents in the women's division and arguably a top talent overall, right? With Charlotte, especially. It's hard to always to ever bet against Charlotte Flair. I like Asuka keeping it right now. You know, we talked about Bianca potentially needing more of a, you know, going more of a heel and really turning to that side heavy with the potential of the Street Profits as well. You know, Montez Ford and her getting pushed into more of a heel status. So I think this may be just that push over the edge match for her. Maybe it highlights her in the bigger light over these two in a loss. And Asuka holds on to the title. But I think this is I'm hoping this is like a transformation for Bianca overall, just in this whole story that they're doing.
Turn her heel.
Exactly.
I'd definitely like to see Bianca become a heel in this. As for build-up, I mean, it just feels like it's Charlotte and Bianca just trying to one-up each other anymore, and Asuka's just there just laughing, more or less. I think Asuka still comes away with it because they're just fighting each other the whole time, and Asuka's just going to be like, missed win? And then Bianca's going to be like, Charlotte ripped me off. She made me not pay attention to the championship match and turn on her. I think that's how that's going to work. I don't know if it's going to be show stealer. I'm not denying the fact that they're three of the best talents that you have on the roster, but I don't know if this will be show stealer, perhaps.
All right. That's fair. Definitely one we're all looking forward to seeing what happens, though, especially when you get this level of talent in a triple threat here. So let's talk about Cody and Brock. There could be a possible stipulation put on this match tonight on SmackDown. I got to say, if Orton's coming back, here's where you bring him in and get a feud going with Cody, because Cody's only feuded with top guys since he's been in the WWE. Brock's got to be taking a break at some point here, right? Until, you know, Rumble or whatever. What are you guys' thoughts here on this match? I mean, Cody wins with the help of Orton and then gets RKO'd after the fact? I don't know.
I think Cody wins clean / legit if there is no stipulation. If there is, probably like put him through something or Cody Cutter Crossroads onto an object. But I like the idea of Orton just coming out of nowhere where it's Brock just walks off and then Cody's celebrating with like his mom or Brandy or something like that, and then out of nowhere he turns around and gets RKO'd.
Brandy, who officially has retired from in-ring action. DP?
usually Randy Orton's bit is out of nowhere, right? The RKO bit. I you know, if they want to throw a stipulation on it and you want to make him out there, you want to get everybody bought into the fact that Randy Orton's going to be there, special guest referee, Randy Orton. Put him in there in the match. Have him RKO Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar wins.
Well, first you have him RKO. What you do is first out of nowhere during a whole like great match between, if you're going to do that, Brock and Cody, right? Randy Orton referee. You have this awesome match. Randy calls everything straight up. Everything's good. Out of nowhere, RKO's Cody. Brock's like, and laughs and laughs and turns on the crowd and laughs. And when he turns around, boom, RKO to Brock, Cody over Brock, Orton. And then we don't see Brock for a while. That way you can set up a Brock Orton thing possibly for WrestleMania where you have Orton and Cody leading to the Rumble.
You could, I like that. You could also do a no contest at that point too. You could just have them RKO both of them, pose, and walk the fuck out. Or just throw down a double pin and just go, yeah, it's over. I win.
Maybe even an RKO and a punt.
Okay.
They have kind of brought back the punt.
It is the first. I mean, as we record on Thursday night, you're listening Friday morning. It is the first NFL preseason game tonight. So I feel better about the world in general knowing that NFL football is back on my television every single week from now until next year. And you're in
yeah,
for
the. It's also the
you're in. You're
Jets in the Browns.
Whether you like it or not, you're in for the 2QB league. By the way.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
All your favorite people are in it.
Huh?
You're in.
Nope.
Yeah, you are. You're in.
No.
Yeah, you are.
See, you almost had me hyped because football's back.
Sports.
You're in.
And then I saw it was the Jets and the Browns. How dare.
Yeah, well, and not Rodgers. Rodgers is not starting either. But that's okay. It's something.
What?
It's NFL. It's not XFL. It's not USFL. It's not Arena League. When are these people going to realize that these other football leagues are not going to fly? No one gives a shit. No one gives a hot fucking shit.
I think Paxton Lynch, the first person to get benched in every single one of these leagues.
DP, I have no idea who that is.
Exactly.
Before
I have
we
no idea who that is.
Before we get to the last two matches of the card, I want to talk about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Head on over there, pick yourself up a chair shot t-shirt. We got your nipples covered. Get everything in soft style. We got tank tops, great sayings, great t-shirt designs galore. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Let's play a little game where we embarrass Greg DeMarco and Patrick O'Dowd. How does that sound to you guys?
I'm in. You said embarrass them. I'm in.
They think that Seth and Cody not only should, but will be the closer of this show. What we've learned here on this podcast is, as long as Roman Reigns shows up, he will be the last one in the last match of any fucking show he's on until this run is over. Are we all in agreeance here?
You have three people that drink on this podcast and we're the ones with common sense? Okay.
What? All right, so that means we're going to leave that one for last. Let's talk about Seth and Finn. Do you really think Finn can get it done here, or do you think there's a possibility of Priest cashing in? C, none of the above.
You want it to go to me?
Yeah.
I think Finn wins, but Priest cashes. Making that little riff there with the Judgment Day, because I don't know if anyone saw with Finn in that little hesitation of trying to hand him the briefcase. He hesitated. He went and he was like, come on, I'm going to cash in during this match. I don't know about that.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude.
I don't know about that, dude.
This is the Judgment Day, not the Bullet Club. I don't give a fuck.
I love the idea of that. I'm still, I kind of wanted to go off the rail a little bit and not say Rollins was going to win. So I like the idea of Finn Balor cashing in, getting that, hey, I got my, finally got this title that I wanted because the last time I got it, I got injured, you know, winning a world title, got injured immediately and had to turn it over. He gets that celebration. I finally got it this time. And then here comes Priest and just rips it away from him and takes that title away And it's that same feeling again. Finn Balor goes babyface instead of Priest going babyface, like we might have, what we were talking about. And Priest holds the title, and now he's running Judgment Day, and Finn Balor's playing chase as the babyface, trying to win it back. And it's like that same cycle over again. I kind of like that. I think that's fun. I think that's a good idea. And it's a way to get Priest over even more. And he has a great opponent in Finn Balor. And it just, it's a good time for it too, I think, kind of, you know, like it just, it's a good time for a transition. You know, it's not close to WrestleMania or any of the big pay-per-views. So I like that spot for Priest to hold on to it, see what he can do with the title.
You guys bring up some really interesting points, but you're just fucking wrong. And that's okay. It's not your fault. I got DP. I got DP there. That's all I want to do is pop DP on that one. I disagree. I think that there's like an attempted, so not official, kind of cash in that costs Finn, and then we continue the turmoil that way. I think Seth keeps it here. I don't think there's many changes at all on this card. Possibly the women's championship. That's about it. And that's kind of where it's been. They haven't done multiple title changes on any cards recently. I can't remember. So I like Seth to hold on to this. Maybe he loses it a little closer. Maybe Survivor Series. Maybe right before Rumble. If you want to put him in the Rumble to face Roman at Mania. But that's just kind of where I'm at. You're shaking your head.
Big Kevin, I just want you to know we don't care. Hey, yo.
Okay, I don't know where that came from, but that's fine.
I don't know either, but I loved it.
No, it wasn't great.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, let's slide on to the last thing we're going to talk about here on the card, which is going to be the last thing that happens at SummerSlam. I can guarantee it. Roman Reigns defending the title against Jay, and not only the title, but it's tribal combat. It's for the tribal chief of the NOI family. I mean, Roman wins. I don't care how you put it. So how do you put it?
So here's a cute little spin. Because you can't lose the championship via disqualification, right?
So Jay's the chief and Roman's the champ?
So Jay's the chief, Roman's the champ, and then has
but
to
it's
do
tribal combat.
That
I don't
says.
Think there's no DQ, anything goes. It's tribal combat.
Unless Solo gets involved.
No, it's tribal Remember combat. Anything goes. It's tribal combat. It's tribal combat.
I'm just saying.
Anything goes. Whatever happens, happens. I'm telling you.
This is when we should have Samoa Joe in the WWE.
Well, you got Zilla. You got Zilla, who was down in Booker T's promotion.
Yeah.
Zilla Fatu.
The
family member, though, right? I mean.
Yeah, that's like their even younger brother, I think.
I mean, family's not allowed, though. That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, unless you're going to say, like, oh, you know, whatever.
The sudden running of Jacob Fatu?
No.
I don't.
Like,
what a great spot for an RKO out of nowhere.
I think DP.
Roman Reigns looks shocked.
I think DP agrees with me. Any way you slice it here, Roman Reigns comes away both
champion
and tribal
champion.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He has to. So did we get a confirmation, or possibly we'll get it tomorrow when we're watching SmackDown, that the loser, like, would Jay have to fall in line, or is it just Roman's a tribal chief? He doesn't. That's not necessarily part of the deal.
Well, he's not leaving the tribe, so he would have to probably fall in line. I don't think he does want to be out of the tribe. He just wanted the change.
I mean, they
of
said
leadership.
They were out.
Well, okay, fair enough.
So
fair enough. I would think the storyline's better if he has to fall back in line. And that's kind of what I was predicting like a month ago. So we'll see.
But yeah, no, Roman.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to think otherwise. I mean, it certainly could be interesting, you know, having Jay win or something. But, you know, I don't see him winning the Undisputed title or anything like that. So it'd have to be there's really no other way because there's not any disqualifications or anything in this match. So it's. I have to imagine that the way all of these have been going, that there is going to be some kind of shenanigans going on, some kind of interruption, some kind of run-in, but it's obviously not going to be from a family member. So I don't know who else to predict coming into that, who would join the tribe.
I don't think there is. I think there's just a match where Roman beats the piss out of Jay.
You know what really sucks since we just finished the card, Ray just randomly comes back?
Oh, he's not here. So where is he? He's not here.
Right on time.
I'm just saying. That would just be funny.
Oh, he'd be here for trivia. No, I think Ray is taking the night off. But we got to talk to him for about 10
Burger
seconds.
Burger King nap.
Hey. He's Jack in the Box. Probably took a nap. No big deal.
Oh, Jack in the Box nap.
Yeah.
Good old In-N-Out nap.
All right. Well, let's take a commercial break. We'll come back with some trivia for you here on a SummerSlam weekend. Can't wait for it. As unenthusiastically as we kind of discussed the card, we are looking forward to it. Do you guys think, though, before we move on, do you think this is a two-night event in the near future, maybe even next year? Because I hope not.
I mean, it's possible, but hopefully not. I like the idea that they're doing all these Saturday pay-per-views. I'm not saying PLE. Fuck out of here with that. But I appreciate the Saturdays more than just like the 2-day now.
Yeah, I don't want a 2-day event. I don't even like WrestleMania being a 2-day event. I'm not necessarily a fan of that. I'd rather have it just all in one day. Give me the 4 hours or whatever, and you know, let's put the great matches that should be on there. And save the rest for Raws and SmackDowns or, you know, the next show or whatever. One night is plenty.
Hell, Mania's got 2 nights and still can't put the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Rumble Taco Bell 24/7 Championship Royale on it.
After hearing that, it sounds like we're ready for a commercial. We'll be back with trivia right here at DWI 387 Chair Shot Radio Network.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Especially for a party in the summer, we're going to need a lot more of those. And I know you guys are going to need a lot more because it's trivia time.
God.
I am ready. I'm ready to win.
Don't worry.
This week.
We're back on the SummerSlam theme for the last week before it actually happens. So all of these are SummerSlam related. So, Tony, 1, 2, or 3?
I will take door number 3. To start this one. Oh, look at Dan go.
Hey.
I'm going to give the closest to the number. How many
Seven,
suplexes
eight, nine,
did Bro-
16.
Shut up. How many suplexes did Brock Lesnar do to Cena at SummerSlam 2014 for the Undisputed Championship?
Oh, boy.
and Tunney already with the fucking pen drop. Dan will get it though. Tunney a little bit confident in this too.
I think he wrote down 16, that's fine.
Drinking his beer, pen drop, shit eating grin, drinking out of his red solo cup.
You don't know Tunney, do you? That's like resting face for him.
I know it is, believe me. Shit eating grin, I know.
Fuck you,
Dan,
DP.
Please ring the bell.
Fuck that guy, send your hate mail to It's Me, DPP.
Alright, let's see the number.
I told you put down 16.
Because it's right.
Dan, I should have just put down 17.
No, 16's right, Dan. 16's right.
16 is the actual correct answer on the nose.
Yeah, buddy. That's one stat I'll never forget, is 16.
That's not how many beers I had, though. Or how many boobs I saw.
Guess how many boobs 15. I saw, 15!
One more time.
Guess how many boobs I saw today,
Six.
Marge?
Six.
15.
Ah, 15.
Nope. You're wrong. You're wrong.
It's 15. Still wrong.
I told you I was going to win today.
All right, then, Dan. One or
DP,
two.
Can I tell you on the last Greg DeMarco show, like, your dropping of a deuce is legendary. They even brought it up.
Wow.
It was a year-long deuce drop, so
it was. It was. Took you everything. Talk about
it was like a
fucking,
year and a half.
Yeah, it's like the year of the dragon, the year of the dog, the year of the constipation.
That ain't the title, I swear to God.
No. No, we don't deal with that shit.
This episode brought to you by Pepto-Bismol. I'll take door number one.
You got heartburn. Indigestion, blah, blah, blah. Diarrhea.
Oh, God, I hate those commercials.
Smooth move, XLX.
I've heard that one a million times, but well played. Dynamite drop in, AJ. That broadcast school is really paying off.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school is really paid off.
All right, you said one, right, Dan? Because you're avoiding the deuce
once
again.
Yeah, he's trying to, like, a three-year constipation.
Right.
We're going to force it again.
Change things up.
Who did King Mabel face for the WWF Championship? So, he was king. So he won King of the Ring. He gets a shot. Who was the holder? WWF Championship. Dan with the resting Tunney face, the pen drop there. Notice that I didn't get a year. So I gave a year of King on this. Alright, let's see the answers. Dan says Diesel. Tunney, what do you says?
I'm in the wrong era.
Tunney says Triple H. Dan's right. It was the 1995 SummerSlam.
Couldn't remember.
Where Mabel dropped his giant ass on Diesel's back and he couldn't feel it and he couldn't move. Also, Nash did a suicide dive.
It was Nash. Yeah, and it was Nash.
So bad.
It was Nash.
And this was after the ash drop. No, I got the Nashty. I'm trying to glance past that.
You so
nasty. Speaking of Nashty, you got the deuce. So
make it happen, Cap'n.
Deucing it.
All right. Per our favorite wrestling uncle of all time, what match is the only 5-star SummerSlam match?
Oh boy.
Nope.
Tunney wins.
Not happening. No, not on this show.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
All right, gentlemen, last topic of the day. Let's get into the SummerSlam surprises. Who's coming in? You got a big surprise? You got a little surprise? What do you think is happening here? I would say I think Randy Orton's coming in. And can we get a... At some point, we got to get Carlito, right? Are we getting a Carlito thing? Was that more planned for the Ray versus I can't even think of his name. That's how unpopular the LWO has become.
Yes.
Do you think that was more or less maybe like that would have been a perfect spot for him to come in and interfere in that match? But I don't know. I'm just wondering. I think we get Orton. I'm trying to think who else is really out there right now that would be a surprise that could come back too. You guys got anything else?
No, Orton's the only thing that really pops that would make sense.
Carlito could be an entrant in this Battle Royal thing. I mean, that'd be a nice little pop for him in the entrance, at least, not winning it. But
do you see them having The Rock show up and do a thing with Grayson Waller?
No.
That would be interesting.
There's nothing going on right now. That's why The Rock and Cena are free.
I would probably say maybe in this Battle Royal or maybe a Grayson Waller segment, Waller like berates all of Detroit and then out of nowhere you hear Rhino's music and just gore him.
So you want Rhino to come back?
You want a Detroit?
I don't want Rhino to come back, but it's a good way to like get a good pop for a hometown boy. And who better than Rhino?
Yeah.
Canyon?
No, he's dead.
So he won't be there?
No. He's somewhere in New Jersey.
All right, sure. Fair enough. All right. Anything else you want to get off your chesticles while we drink alone here today?
Nobody is.
Since we have a minute, we got to show off the 1961 Corvette that we got from my guy here.
Wow, that is slick.
You know?
Oh, I can't
solid,
wait. That's got to move to the top of the list of putting shit together. That's going to look cool as hell put together. When did that come out?
Yeah.
Did you pre-order that?
No, it came out 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Wow.
Damn, I called it too.
There you go.
I've been on phone. I've been on work calls ever since I got home. I haven't even eaten it.
Well, that sucks.
Oh, thought maybe you're called Jack in the Box. And right now, like, hey, man, you forgot my fries or something.
Right now, we're drinking alone. In case you can't hear. Yeah, my granddad's the only one to hang out with me. We drink alone. Ray, can we get some SummerSlam predictions from you? Uh-oh, he's frozen. Ray, you're frozen.
Had enough of you.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you go.
What a day.
It's all good, brother. How about some SummerSlam predictions? Send the show from you. All right, you ready? Fast and Furious.
The show not over yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, people. I thought we were just talking amongst friends.
No. We're still going. All right.
Here we are.
For a little bit.
Can I get your thoughts on the Slim Jim 20-man Battle Royal?
If Ellie and I don't win this thing, what are we doing?
All right. Ronda and Shayna in an MMA rules match.
This is supposed to be Ronda's last match, so the right thing for her to do would be put over a friend. So Shayna.
Gunther taking on Drew McIntyre. for the IC title?
I think this is the night. I think Drew gets it.
Okay, that's stupid. We're going to move on, though. Why? Well, why would you? He's going to pass. Gunther's going to pass the Tonkster in like 5 weeks.
You can't pass everybody. I think that's why they swerve people. People have been expected to think New Day passed Demolition, and then Roman passed everybody that's not racist. And so at a certain point, you got to think, well, might as well let Gunther do this too. Nuh-uh, not so fast.
Well, like to thank you for actually making sure that I get this Intercontinental Championship. So thank you, Ray. Thank you so much.
I hate that. Ricochet, Logan Paul. Wait. The question is
thank you.
The question for Ricochet and Logan Paul isn't who wins. It doesn't matter. What can Ricochet do from here? Can he get a title match with Seth? Can he bolster himself, or is he just kind of always stuck in the same place?
He's always upper mid-card guy. He'll get a world title match once every other year, maybe, because he's good enough and he's in the ring. But that's what I love about this feud, is that Logan Paul is a perfect personality that can do the shit Ricochet can do to showcase Ricochet. Because Ricochet is never going to be a guy who's going to wow you by his character or by his words. But this feud is the perfect feud for him with one of the most popular people walking this earth. So, now Ricochet is going to lose. But, you know, a loss for him in this match would be bigger than any win he could get. Because this loss will be, and I know people hate the word, but will be viral and get millions upon millions upon millions of tweets, X's, Instagrams, and threads, and touts, and vines, and MySpaces, and so many other things that we can go. ICQs, we're going down the line.
TCBYs, whatever. DQs.
I love the taking care of business yogurt.
Asuka. Asuka for it really taking care of business. Asuka versus Charlotte versus Bianca. One word answer. Who comes out the champ?
Well, can I tell you the rumor I heard?
That's not one word.
Okay.
Yeah, you could tell me.
Later.
This is not a substantiated rumor. It's just floating in the webs. There's a rumor Kairi Sane may pop up. So if she does, if she doesn't, I go Asuka, because triple threats usually work. Champ sneak out because the other two got beef with each other more than they got with the champ. You call that, AJ?
I did call that.
You're a smart man, sir. You're a very smart man.
So Asuka would have been the one-word answer.
We got there.
You stretched the word out.
312 words later.
Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar.
I'm a writer. Come on, man. I started off writing. I'm sorry. I forgive my verbose je ne sais quoi.
Cody and Brock, out of nowhere?
You think Randy comes back? You think?
I'm asking the questions. You're giving the answers.
So look, Cody got to win. Right? Cody got to win. But if this is where Randall comes back, color me very happy.
All right.
I will be, my loins may get slightly engorged.
Gonna color you and watch your loins get engorged. Okay, now I hope.
If you want to watch, I'm not gonna.
Well, you said watch me. Watch.
Sound similar. Not quite that.
I was about to say. I think there's a pot as war named Yellow Orton. Ray, so there you go.
Ray, do you think that either who do you think Seth and Finn? Or Roman and Jay. Which one closes the show?
Roman and Jay. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, why don't you tell Greg and Patrick why they're wrong?
Well, when we get to that, I'll tell them, because I'm going to give you the answer once you ask me who's going to win that match. So let's talk Finn and Steph first. Call me crazy.
Crazy. Hey, crazy. Who wins Seth and Finn's match?
Thank you. I think Finn wins. I think Finn wins only to be cashed in on by Damian Priest after the match.
Damn, it's like you guys heard this from me already. God damn.
We on the same page again, AJ?
We are.
What? Look at that. All the way. You still in Utah, right?
Yeah.
All the way in Utah. Look at that synergy, bro. It's that Salt Lake. You got the Great Salt Lake, and I got the Great Salt Gulf.
Sounds like y'all been eating bath salts, but that's fine. It's interesting commentary. No, I disagree. I disagree. But that's fine. I mean, yeah, they're setting this whole storyline up, but I think it's really that's really brief for it, though.
Why? Why would it be brief?
I mean, why can't he cost Finn the match by not officially catching in, and then they continue to do this?
Because, like, that's going to get old real fast. I think there's real money. The Judgment Day is at the top of the top of the top of the top of the game right now on every show. I think there's real money in seeing Finn, seeing what happens with the breakup of the Judgment Day. Is there a breakup? Does it happen maliciously? Is it accidental? We don't know. How will they be able to work it out? Because both of them kind of agreed one of us is going to be the champion. They never said we could win it off of each other. There's so many. And then how is Seth going to respond? There's so many more stories that could happen if Finn wins and then Damian Priest cashes in. Then if we do this on same old status quo and then we play this game forever. Because if Finn loses to Seth right now, then Finn is done. There's no more title chances for anybody on the Judgment Day. Because Seth's already beat Finn twice now, and he's beat Priest twice. So they're going to cash in on Gunther? They're going to cash in on Roman? It's my grandma. Well, my grandma didn't say this, but people of my grandmother's ilk like to say the term "shit to get off the pot."
I haven't been in here that long, but that's fine. Roman and Courtesy Jay.
Courtesy flush, brother. Courtesy flush.
Roman and Jay.
So I don't drop deuces anymore.
It's solid. I don't have to courtesy flush. Roman versus Jay closes the show. We all agree.
Yeah.
So, because there's no chance in hell, right?
So I need to call out chance in hell
that Jay wins here.
So I need to call out.
Paranoia.
That's Dan. That's Dan.
So I need to call out my good friend.
Acknowledge me.
God damn it. See, it's Ray, okay if Dan does it. If I'd have been doing all those things, Ray would have been on the verge of hanging up right now.
Oh, no, I love Dan. Dan's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But we know this. This is like a group known thing that Dan can do no wrong. Calvert Tunney is always wrong.
I knew
but
I was Ray.
Send your hate mail to Ed. It's me, DPP.
Well, that's kind of like the you suck for Kurt Angle. Right? It's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to shout out my good friend from the Ricky and Clive show, Clive, a.k.a. Brian Kinsella, who has ruined all of my dreams. Before yesterday, I was of the utmost and full belief that Jason Uso was going to win the WWE Championship. However, he has unfortunately reminded me of one very, very big and looming fact. One James Uso may be floating around. And one James Uso may be the person to cost said Jason Uso the WWE Championship. I believe Tribal Combat, this is a no DQ match. I believe that Jay will have Roman beat. Solo will come in for the fourth, fifth time, I don't know. And Jimmy will come to help his brother, and the crowd will get to lose their collective shit as Jay is about to finish off Roman. Maybe even in a tribal spear like he did last Friday. And then the super kick her around the world. Jimmy turns on his brother out of the jealousy and the envy of main event Jey Uso, one of the most famous promos in this entire Bloodline story was the very beginning when Jay said, "Oos, remember they used to say, which one are you?" Now people aren't saying which one are you. They're saying, "What's up with Jay? Jimmy the other one." Jimmy wasn't the other one for the longest. His whole life he's been the Oos of the Usos. And Jay was the other one. Now Jay's main event, Jay Uso, a guy people can legitimately see as a world champion. We're trying to figure out where Jimmy's gonna do. Jimmy's gonna take back his own what he thinks is rightfully his. He is the older brother. And in Polynesian culture, the older brother, whether you're 5 minutes or 5 years, is a grown-ass man more than you, right? Let's also not forget that it was Jimmy who was the one who, what was the story that he did when he told Roman that Jay couldn't do something or whatever, and he thought it wasn't Jimmy, and Jimmy was like, "Yeah, it was me. I was just looking out for you." It's gonna break my heart. Now, outside of the ring, Jimmy and Jay have spoken ad nauseum about how their dream feud is each other. You've done everything you can do as a tag team.
It makes a lot of sense. There's the best thing about this storyline is the complete opposite of painting yourself into a corner. There's a lot of ways they can go, and they've left themselves out in the entire way. I like to think this has really been thought out, and I really like to think that Paul Heyman is really behind a lot of this, along with Vince. So that's kind of where we're going. Any last thoughts on Paul Heyman saying, "Screw Bobby Heenan, I'm the best ever, he's dead"? Because I thought I thought Bobby Heenan would have loved that fucking comment.
Oh, Bobby loved it, but that's not the best one. When he talked about Jimmy Hart still alive, so clearly God doesn't answer my prayers.
Yeah. He went all in.
That was more savage.
But that's like the overkill to let you know he's in character. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He went on a first take in fucking character. And I appreciate the shit of that. Because Stephen A. too. Loves Paul Heyman.
Stephen A. was giving Paul Heyman more love than Roman, and Roman was just sitting there like, "Yeah, bitch, you're gonna have to acknowledge me in a minute."
Roman's and over of course checking out Molly.
The one thing I'm going to say, Ray, and it was a promo from before with the Usos, because I like your idea, because remember, you can't be the tribal chief and a twin at the same time.
See, look, I need you to understand, I don't like it. I don't like it, but it's going to happen, and I've accepted it now. So, and my heart hurts, because as big of a Roman fan as I am sitting at a desk that is a L-shaped table, the table that Roman sits at the head of, even in my house. I acknowledge him. However, it was time. It was time for Jason. That's Jeyson for the uninitiated. It was time for Jason to step up and assume his tribal chiefdom. His tribal chiefiness, some might say. However, It's always the damn brother, ain't that right, AJ? It's always that damn big brother.
Hi. I know he doesn't listen to this. Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, shout out Andrew. Never mind.
Ray, thanks for jumping on. I'm glad we got your opinion and added it in there. I think we had a really good show today. Do you want to answer some trivia questions? Like in 1 minute, we're gonna go through this.
Hell
go
yeah.
ahead, AJ.
Yeah,
just
knock him out.
Ask
real
him the
Let's
questions
go.
Real fast.
All right. How many suplexes did Brock Lesnar do to establish Suplex City at SummerSlam 2014 against Cena?
16.
Who did King Mabel face for the WWF Championship?
Diesel.
Wrestling's favorite uncle only has one SummerSlam match as a 5-star match. These two didn't guess it at all. Honey cut it off, actually.
Thanks again for listening to DWI Podcast 387. Follow Ray at It's RayCash, DPP at It's Me, DPP, AJB at Phenomenal AJB. You can follow me at PC Tunney on Threads, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else. DWI Podcast! We're not talking about some stupid Meltzer shit!
TheChairShot.com. always use your head.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.